Headline: Football Legends. Ronaldinho, Luis Figo sued for Omega Pro crypto scam promo. Published at 11:03 a.m. UTC, October 23, 2024 on protos.com. Victims of the $4 billion Omega Pro cryptocurrency pyramid scheme are suing famous footballers for their promotional involvement, including Vinicius Jr., Ronaldinho, and Luis Figo. Omega Pro was a crypto investment firm based in Dubai that promised investors stunning returns of up to 300% within 14 months. Through aggressive marketing tactics and celebrity endorsements, the firm attracted almost 3 million customers and their collective $4 billion. However, regulators across the globe soon caught on. France, Belgium, Spain, and Peru were among the countries that issued fraud warnings for Omega Pro. The Spanish Securities Market Commission added the company to its list of non-transparent financial businesses. Somehow, this didn't stop renowned football players from participating in its promo. Around 20 current and former footballers are named in the lawsuit, which also includes Kaká, Carles Puyol, Roberto Carlos, and Fernando Hierro. They're accused of promoting and perpetuating a fraudulent investment scheme, despite the explicit warning signs. "All football players who have been seen at Omega Pro events will be sued by us in London," said lawyer and investigator Lars Olofsson via El Diario. "Spain will also be suing the players, though it remains unclear whether the lawsuit will hold up in local court." In November 2022, around the time FTX was going under, the company halted withdrawals and shut down user accounts. In a flash, it had made off with victims' entire life savings. According to some victims, their endorsements convinced them to keep their money in the scheme, even when they had their doubts. "How was it supposed to be a scam?" asked one victim named Dolores, who lost all of her savings, 18,000 euros, 19,000, to Omega Pro. If even the footballers were involved and the company's logo was projected on a skyscraper in Dubai, translated from Spanish via La Vanguardia, "I just wanted to live like them," said another victim, 51-year-old Marta, to El Diario. "I thought, why not me?" Marta has also lost thousands of euros in the crypto pyramid scheme. In July, Omega Pro co-founder Andreas Sakac was arrested in Turkey. The Swede had reportedly fled to the country and had changed his name to Emre Avci. By September, Dutch managing director Robert V. was also arrested in Turkey. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.